the spinning wheel spin. You got no money and you got no home. Spinning wheel all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find the directing sign on the straight and narrow highway? Would you mind the reflecting sign? Just let it shine within your mind and show you the color. Painted pony on the spinning wheel
Hey, maybe at the end of tonight's show, we'll also say, that wasn't so good. Hey, everybody. It's Thursday, and it's not going to be so good tonight.
It's
I'm Jack.
Delicious.
I'm Jack, available on the internet at kingdomofloathing.com.
And I'm Riff, available at minimumsafedistance.org.
I'm just hot stuff.
Oh, come on. You don't want to link to your company website?
No.
Come on, it's
you guys,
got some
you
stuff
guys
on
should
it.
Get blocks.
It's got like address on it.
It's got some Ghana.
It's got some Ghana. Great.
It's got some Ghana. We're this is our last night in town. We got to make the most of it, by which I mean drink the most whiskey that it is possible for one person to drink, or two people to drink. Are you actually drinking whiskey and grapefruit juice?
No.
Okay.
I was just curious what that was called.
You're drinking a fucking Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. I've said it before here on the podcast. Hot stuff is gay,
dude. Just because I like what the girls drink doesn't mean
have you fucked the beer girl at Whole Foods yet?
No.
Still gay. Still super gay. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I got her number.
Yeah.
At work.
Her work number?
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet, dude. I think she's into you.
Isn't that just Whole Foods?
But I know what her extension.
Oh, okay.
Would you like to put something in her food holes? Both of them, both the entrance and the exit.
You should stop trying to make puns out of Whole Foods.
Come on. There's really only that one, and it kind of rules. All right, sweet. Our levels are pretty good.
Are they?
Can't speak to the content of those levels.
Woohoo!
So, yeah. How's everybody been?
I'm doing all right.
Did we talk last week?
About what?
How we were. Are you asking us for a status update from a week ago?
Yeah.
I really cannot remember what happened between last week and this. much time has gone by.
Last week was after Halloween.
Okay.
Right?
What is today's date?
Halloween wasn't this past weekend.
The 11th?
It's like the 11th, 12th. It's the 12th.
Is it the 12th? Okay, it's the 12th, right.
So tomorrow we're flying to Columbus.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
I'm looking forward to it.
I am too, actually.
I'm in a beer pong tournament, apparently.
And like really? A magic tournament?
I'm in a junk magic draft.
Yeah. We're going to have some Mongolian barbecue.
Are we?
Yeah.
Is that what's happening?
That's like lunch on Saturday.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
I don't really like Mongolian barbecue.
I might take a bunch of people rock climbing.
Mongolian barbecue is tasty, but yeah, it's too much work.
No,
plus I'm never sure about the...
The trick is just like pick a couple things to put in the bowl and then one sauce.
Well, I'm also never sure about like the what do you call it? Not the ethics, but the just the
it's hard to keep kosher.
No, the mores of how Mongolia, like, should you only be eating the stuff that you put on the grill yourself, or is it all just free and everybody loads stuff onto the grill whenever? Or
wait, I don't understand what
you're
saying. Yeah,
I'm confused.
They cook the food for you.
You fill a bowl with something and then they cook it for you.
Oh.
And so the problem that I have with Mongolian barbecue is, what am I thinking of? I don't know. It tastes like the last
Korean. What, Jenny? What kind of place was that place when we went to Nick and Gwen?
Like a hot pot in the middle?
Okay.
Are you thinking of like a table you sit down and there's like a boiling?
It's like a table with where the surface of the table is a grill.
Okay.
And they bring you like thin strips of raw meat and vegetables and you cook them in front of you.
On a grill in front of you, huh?
Yeah.
I've not done that. I've done the like the hot pot thing where they have like boiling oil that you stick stuff in.
At the poo-poo hot pot?
No. Poo-poo hot pot didn't actually have a hot pot, which is weird.
That's weird. Did they have poo-poo?
They did have poo-poo. They had a poo-poo platter.
Did they have a poo-poo-poo platter?
No. It's the extra poo that makes it delicious.
Yeah, I've never grilled something at the table that I'm sitting at. We've done the like steak that you grill yourself in several different locales.
That one particularly seems to me like a poor idea. Because, I mean, if I'm paying a lot of money for a really nice cut of meat, I want someone who knows what they're doing to cook it.
But you need to learn to grill, Riff. You need to become a man.
I'd rather.
I'm gonna need you to have sex with two women at the same time. That's what it's gonna take for you to be a man.
I really want everyone to have seen Black People Hate Me and they hate my glasses.
So that you can make jokes about it.
Yeah, because that is just nobody.
You really
has seen
want
that.
Everyone to understand that in order to truly be a man, you have to have sex with two women at the same time.
Yeah, I really do.
All right. You heard it here first,
Andrew
folks.
Gerland, what has he done since that?
Maybe that movie just wasn't that good.
It was really funny.
Maybe it wasn't.
It was okay.
Maybe only you think that. Oh, okay. I thought it was pretty good.
Okay, I'm going to look him up.
Do black people hate him?
Fuck.
Do they hate his glasses?
Banner ads, man.
Can you not use the Pretentious Artist computer because of you're distracted by the sexy picture?
He's got to stop getting like sexy backdrops. Like, I don't know how he gets any work done because he's like constantly watching television and has sexy backdrops.
I don't understand how he gets any beaten off done out here at a desk that's surrounded by other people. He must have a real sneaky technique. What would you call like let's say you went to the top of a mountain and there was a monastery there and they taught you that the ancient wise master with the super long mustache taught you a stealth masturbation technique. What would you call that?
Wank fu.
Wank fu, huh? To Wank Fu, thanks for everything.
Yeah.
So he's made a couple of other films.
Is there any more to that story that
I don't know?
Anyone might actually care about?
I'm trying to see if they're short films or. Yeah, they all look like they're just short
Is it just black people still hate me and they still hate my glasses?
No.
Okay, now this one looks like a real movie.
I know what black people hated last summer, and it was me and my glasses.
Mail Order Wife, which apparently is out on DVD.
Mm-hmm. Why is it taking you so long to read the names of the things that he's done? No, do you not know how IMDb works?
No, but the question, like, reading the names of stuff doesn't tell you if it's an actual movie or if it's just a short.
But the names might be funny.
Cotton.
Cotton, yeah. See, that was worth saying.
Yeah.
See, you should listen to me more often.
I
know from quality programming, hot stuff.
Yeah, I don't know what this is all about. That one's just, he just wrote. Yeah, I don't know what the story is with this guy.
Has anyone played any video games? Ever?
Oh, this week?
Has anyone ever played a video game? I would not be surprised if you had not played a single video game in between the last show and this one.
I played a few games on my iPhone.
Oh, yeah?
I played, Dragon Defense thing.
Dragon Defense? Dungeon Defense?
Dungeon...
Do you frequently confuse dungeons and dragons?
I do.
I can imagine why you might.
I played...
It's not really dungeon, is it?
No, it's not.
What is it?
It's more like Mountain Defense. Just a bunch of different mountains.
Dragon Chronicles.
Mountain Defense?
Dragon Chronicles. I don't even know what that is.
It's that one.
I think we're talking about two different games.
Dragon Prophecy?
No. Dungeon Defenders.
Prodigal.
No. Defender Dragon. Chronicles.
Defender Chronicles. Oh, there we go.
Chronicle of the Mountain Defender.
Legend of the Desert King.
Led Zeppelin of the...
There was a pretty high curve. Learning curve.
Are you sure that you just had trouble with the curve because you were so high?
I don't have any idea, man.
Why do you smoke so much weed?
I don't know.
It's weird.
It's weird because I never
see you buying it. Yeah, like it's at, like, where
I am the biggest mooch, apparently.
Oh, man, remember that time we found that weed in the parking lot of Chiba Hut?
There was a lot of it. There was like a little bit of it.
Yeah, no, I didn't say there was a lot of it. I just said
didn't
that
it
weed.
Get smoked?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
By somebody that wasn't me. I was not going to trust that shit with a 10-foot pole and you pushing. Mixing metaphors left and right. You were about to say something, Riff. I'm sorry. You've been playing? Torchlight?
I've forgotten. No, I played a little bit more of Uncharted 2 last night.
Were you playing with a laser pointer and just pointed it at your own face?
I'm not very smart.
Okay.
So you were playing Uncharted 2?
I'm playing Uncharted 2.
Did you finish that?
I've nearly finished it.
You had nearly finished it last week.
Did you get all 100 collectibles?
I beat what is probably the final big boss last night, and then there's, like, running away across this bridge that collapses, and it was very difficult, and I had to turn it off before I got too pissed off.
Yeah, see, that's a good skill, because I just end up getting too pissed off.
Yeah. Yeah, I can hear you all the way from the other side of the house.
That was fucking Photoshop, and I need to... Okay, I was trying to install a font. It took me 2 hours to install a font, and then it was the wrong font.
That was today?
That was yesterday. Huh. That was when I was like...
Did I miss that somehow? Oh, yeah, I went home to rest.
I texted you. I was like, this is a fucking clusterfuck.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was the wrong font. And then I had to like, go on the internet. Trying to find this font, I went to, like, four or five different, like, we'll identify your font automatically, and none of them were right. And then I was like, I went to a forum where all they do is identify fonts, and I'm like, for the love of God, please somebody help me find this font. And somebody found it, like, in 5 minutes. there are people who, like... are serious about fonts.
Yeah,
was it
geniuses
like
about
cock fonts. And balls serif? Was it a
font?
It was
sans serif. Cock and balls sans serif, actually.
Every letter is made of cocks and balls.
Yeah.
I also bought myself a PSP.
You bought a PSP?
Bought a PSP.
So we were having a conversation about that the other night, where I was saying, you were talking about how you would never buy a PSP, and I said, the only thing
I
enjoyed on the PSP was playing Symphony of the Night.
Yeah, no, I said I've been wanting a PSP because I want to play the Patapon games.
Okay.
Patapon.
But I was having trouble justifying the expense of a PSP Go to myself because it seems like those are the only two games I really want to play on it.
Okay. Right.
So if anybody has any suggestions of games that I should not miss.
So you didn't actually justify it.
Well,
I
told him about two that he should play. So did you get Dracula X Chronicles?
I haven't got anything yet because it's the PSP Go, which is all download content. So I have to I have to download the stuff from the PSP store after
what
I...
What the fuck?
Yeah, the fucking new model of the PSP.
No cartridges.
You can't play your old PSP games on it.
You can't, like put them into something and tell it that you've got...
I don't think so.
Yeah, wow. No, that was a plan originally, but...
But they didn't do it at launch. It was just Sony just bending over their customers and raping them right
Well,
in
I mean, the other... the. Only if you, for some reason, desperately feel the need to upgrade to the new system. I mean, your old PSP still plays those games. I feel like someone who doesn't have a PSP, then the Go is a perfect choice.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And if you do already have one, then...
How is it a perfect choice,
Why do you need something?
Because you want to play a friend's game. You want to borrow a friend's game.
Oh, you can't. It doesn't work like that in the new economy.
Yeah.
This is a digital world, Grandpa. Get used to it. Like, email's dead.
Like DS games, like I have borrowed probably more games than I have bought at this point. Just
yeah, and that's the problem. You're a fucking mooch. Don't give any money to the machine.
Who was playing with my DS for two months?
2 months. That was me.
Okay.
What's your point? Own 3 DSs. It's just that I couldn't reach them.
You just gotta fall. You gotta stop falling.
I got that DSi, and it's not very comfortable.
It's uncomfortable?
Well, he stuck it up his butt.
Yeah, I was trying to play it just by, like, you know, like, pinching. And, like, it was...
Your sphincter control was not adequate.
Yeah, and I went to all the trouble of installing
Kegel Trainer 2000.
I can only see it if I happen to be at the endoscopy clinic.
That explains all the colon tests you've been getting lately.
Yeah, yeah. King Stupid wrote into the Twitter, are we going to get a birthday cake for Mr. Cohen on the frog on the log, get a nurse in a hole in the bottom of the sea?
It also explains your lack of desire for anesthetic.
Yeah, because I'd be terrible. I'd be terrible at playing exactly. video games if I was anesthetized during that procedure.
Yeah. So much more sense.
I know. It's like, and I'm just like, why did I put that there? It sucks. I really want to play Bowser's Inside Story because I can relate to it so much.
I don't get King Stupid's question at all.
I don't either. Is it Leonard Cohen's birthday?
That would make some sense, I guess.
I guess. I don't know. Are those lyrics of something? Wait, we didn't really finish this story. What else have you been playing, Riff? Have you played Torchlight?
Not recently.
I played it a little bit.
There's right apparently a level editor out for it already.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I saw Jenny messing with the mod tools.
Indeed.
I've been playing it all in Wine, so I don't know how
you've been playing
compatible
it, in wine?
It is with the tools.
Really?
Do you suppose
I could try it. It might work.
No, but don't you... I thought you had, like, either Parallels or Boot Camp or something?
No, because the copy of Windows that I was using, I gave to Jenny for her system. I got a...
Man.
But it's like $100 to get a new copy of Windows.
Well,
I'm sure we have
somebody tossed me a disc that is purportedly a licensed copy.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't got around to reinstalling yet.
Huh? I just assumed that you were all.
Hey, if we get a real office, are you going to need a new computer?
I am probably going to want at least like
a desktop.
Well, I mean, like a little iMac or something. I don't need anything hardcore.
Could you just do?
Yeah.
What about an iRobot?
I mean, I use, like, Adobe InDesign once a year.
Right.
what about an Iron Ingboard?
That'd be something if there's a leftover money that has to be spent so that we don't get taxed on it again this year.
Oh, there will be.
The thing is that we get taxed on it regardless. It's just you get to...
It's
you get a 30% discount.
Yeah,
on
we
anything.
Get a 30% discount on anything we want to buy, right?
Yeah.
As a company, anything that we can rationalize buying. It doesn't necessarily make sense to spend all the money, right? Because then there won't be any of the money left next year in case we need to pay salaries.
I don't think we're going to
just not paying anybody next year. You know?
I don't think.
Well, I mean, I'll pay me.
You don't make any.
Can
money.
We all? Can we all come live at your house?
Sure, why not?
It's big.
It got vacuumed today.
Wow.
And the landscapers finally showed up.
Yeah.
And the pool guy came, and apparently there was a corroded valve, and the pump just hadn't been running, and that's why the pool was all murky.
That Ew. Explains that.
And full of murlocs. Merkin. We should get some inflatable merkin for our pool. I talked to him about getting a hot tub. I was like, so what do you think about getting a hot tub? And he was like, I think that's a good idea. I'd come here and take off my shirt. I'd be like, sweet.
Who did? The inflatable merkin?
No, the pool guy. I didn't really have that conversation with him. I figured any opportunity that I can give you to take off your shirt when it's too cold to swim, you'll embrace.
I guess.
Well, I hope you don't try to embrace me in the hot tub, because that'd be weird.
Dude, have I ever embraced you?
No, actually, you're pretty diligent about not invading my
tub.
My admittedly hypervigilant personal space.
Yeah.
I can see it in your eyes, though. You want to touch me. I can tell. You're twitching. You're champing at the bit.
Yeah. That's me. Champing.
You should change your name to Champin. And your last name to Neon.
I met a Mary today that was spelled M-A-R-I-I.
Yeah. We're looking at moving on up to a deluxe apartment in the sky. We sort of are. We're looking to rent some office space so as not to be
illegally squatting.
Yeah, super illegal. Home-based business, but not really. So we can write off our utilitarians.
We are very much on the borderline of what is or is not legal, I think.
I disagree.
Yeah, I know you do. I think it's on the borderline.
I think that if everyone knew everything, we would probably have to pay $300 a month in fines to continue to operate here.
And that would probably be worth it.
I don't know. I don't know. We got to rent this place out to 20 Mexicans. If we could
each
charge,
of which was paying
man,
a dollar.
Yeah, if we could charge, if we could charge money for rent by the Mexicans rather than by the square foot,
right?
We could make a fortune.
But by the pound.
Ooh, yeah, not by the pound. A lot of them would be children.
And thin.
We can't have a like kids live here free on Wednesdays deal.
Wasn't there some sort of like kids eat free on Tuesdays if you order two margaritas deal at a restaurant? I was like, I don't think that's necessarily a
kids eat free, but only if you drive them home drunk.
Yeah, that's kind of the implication.
Survive to come back on the following Tuesday. It's a racket.
It's some sort of genocide or eugenics program.
Yeah,
not genocide. Not really genocide.
Mm-hmm. It's not really eugenics either. I mean, unless you're being really particular about who you're offering
who you're
this deal
serving
to.
I guess that's true.
I mean, I guess it could be eugenics against people who drank. And the world already favors them so heavily.
What do you mean the world favors them?
Just evolution. We're selected for drinks.
Wow, that sentence almost made sense.
Yeah. Let's see. So somebody...
We've gotten through one question.
We are through a question.
Here's my issue. Why can Twitter tell me how many new mentions of at ASIM there are, but not just automatically load them?
Yeah, it's also telling me that there is a new one, but yeah.
Because that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Xdanstick says, hey guys, I was wondering who modeled the new shirts this time. It was Riff and Jenny, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
In the new shirts. Yeah, so that's what Riff and Jenny look like.
It's hard for me to remember because I just spent like 8 hours taking pictures of
people.
People.
Yeah. And all of the girls' boobs were too big.
Not
our
all
lives
of them.
Are hard.
Just a couple of them. They ordered. We modeled all the panties this year too.
But it was just dudes.
No, it was.
Oh, did
not.
You actually get to take pictures of girls in their underwear?
I did.
Well, maybe your photographer gig is not as gay as I thought.
Yeah, no, it was nice. You just got there for the dudes because I know what you like.
Yeah. No, I had to model some shirts.
You did.
And some shirts. Well, I'm modeling shirts all the time.
You just can't
see. Right? Yeah,
I'm not sure if that's modeling.
I wear small size. They don't soak through. Extra large shirt. My thing's falling off my face again. These things fucking suck.
Well, they're not so bad if you put a pair of headphones over them.
Oh. I'm not going to do that, though.
I know. Cans. You could also tape them to your head.
I could, yeah. I could just wrap it. I could make a headband out of duct tape, and then I'd look like a guy from the 80s.
Yeah, you would, yeah.
No, that's what, like, in the 80s, everybody had duct tape around their heads.
Well, it's like, from getting all the brain strain.
Like Devo.
Yeah. I was reading today about prophylactic taping of joints to prevent injury.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. None of them mentioned taping around your head.
You tape a condom around your elbow.
Yeah.
And then it's...
Yeah, prevent you from injuring your elbow.
Let's see. Josh the Sauce wrote, accordion thieves crafting anti-earplugs as potions? Bandits getting sequins for performing combos? Me getting a life?
Anti-earplugs.
I don't know what that would do.
I don't either. I imagine
you
the
put
idea...
put them in someone else's ears to increase the volume at which they hear things?
It would actually play songs instead of silence.
I don't understand what happens, so...
sequins as sequence. That's funny.
Fugitive 24/7 wrote, coolness, Google Wave has been infiltrated. And then says to search for this. You should read another question while I search Google Wave.
Okay. Dragon's Word says, how is Dragon Age going for you? I just finished a human rogue and just started an elf mage. Have you guys actually played Dragon's Age at all?
I have.
Not I.
You have?
What the hell?
Why am I using
a browser that isn't supported by Google Wave?
I saw a commercial for it. It looked cool.
I hear it's pretty good if you like Baldur's Gate.
RPGs.
Yeah. But I believe it is something that wine is not going to run.
Yeah, probably not. So. I got the commercial gave me the impression that the game was not all just hack and slash combat all the way through.
Oh, I mean, it's a BioWare game, so I feel like it's going to be 90% just talking to dudes.
You think?
Yeah.
It looked kind of neat from the commercial.
I was feeling like I was getting sick, so I went home from work early yesterday, and I took a nap, and I took a bath, and I drank some tea, and I did all the stuff I'm supposed to do, took some vitamin C and all that shit, and then I was like, you know, I'm gonna get and play video games for a while. So I was like, yeah, I should play Dragon Age, because I had played through the initial part. I played through the harrowing with my mage, and then I went and I started playing and got some fucked up graphical glitch that made it so I couldn't change any of the video options and couldn't play the game because there was just fucking, like, polygon soup all hurling off into the distance. And I was like, huh.
Polygon
I don't know what
the
fuck that's all about.
Podcast name?
A good name for a podcast.
Yeah.
A chode cast.
I remember there was a time in World of Warcraft where I was stuck in ghost form for, like, a week. That kind of pissed me off. Could not play.
Okay, dude, Jesus Christ.
What's up?
So I just did a search for With Public Kingdom of Loathing in Google Wave, and there's a bunch of shit on the screen that I have no fucking idea what it is. What the fuck is Google Wave?
can't you both aim and collaborative whiteboard and tweet all of those people?
I guess. So there's like this list of people, and some of their names are blue, and some are purple, and some are red, and some are one is green.
I hear people are using it pretty successfully to play Dungeons and Dragons.
You know, my friends used to play Dungeons and Dragons sitting around a table, and one of the guys moved away, and so they just set up a laptop with a eyesight camera.
With like Skype or something?
No, with iChat, with the video iChat thing. And he was just a telepresence. They set a little camera up for him so he could see everybody at the table.
We tried that once or twice when I first moved out here, but it didn't work very well for us.
Really?
I think our tech was kind of... We didn't have...
You guys using Macs?
Well, it was... One of the guys, like... stole one of those weird conference call phones,
yeah,
microphone dealies from his work or
like
something.
Like one of the triangular ones?
It's just, I don't know. So we only had voice on
You want the video. You want to be able to see what
it
was doing.
It wasn't the same.
I still don't know what Google Wave is.
Wave of babies.
Yeah, so I don't want to sign up for this because it's like I don't want anyone with Google Wave to know my email address,
Google
right?
Google Wave of babies.
Google Wave. Now my browser's all locked up and shit.
Nice.
Sweet.
Dragon's Word also says, oh, and I made the harrowing experience joke, but then again, I am a lover of puns.
Yeah.
Also,
after you go through your harrowing as a mage, you have an opportunity to describe it to another person as a harrowing experience. So I've just reached a moral conundrum. And this is actually pretty interesting, right? So, like, somebody was talking about, and I feel like maybe they're front loading it with like actual interesting moral choices, mm-hmm. right? So there's this society where wizards are like wizards. They're all looking at magic and
the wizard. No.
And then the guys and then the government's all like, you better watch it, wizard. If you fuck up, we're gonna kill you. So like there's this branch of the government or like branch of the church that's there to like kill wizards if they can't control their powers, because mm-hmm. otherwise demons will use them as a conduit and invade the world. And
is that
so,
true? Or is that just propaganda? Is that
I
true?
I don't know. It seems like it's true. Right. Maybe it's true. I don't know. Maybe you find out over the course of playing the game. So like as a wizard, you eventually get called in to take a test where you have to go into the dream world or whatever and kill a demon to stop the demon from coming through you into the real world, at which point the I don't know, I forget what the organization's called.
The Templars,
yeah, will kill you. You do it and you win, and then there's this guy who's talking about how they haven't called him in for his harrowing yet, and he's afraid they're not going to. And it turns out that if you're scared to do the harrowing, or if you're not ready for the harrowing, what they do is they like lobotomize you, basically. Mm-hmm. Like they make you tranquil. So if you don't have any emotions, the demons can't get a hold of you. So like they like failed mages that don't like succeed or get killed,
wow.
like just get lobotomized. And like you find out that this dude is about to get lobotomized, and the reason that he knows is because his girlfriend is like one of like a clerk for the outfit that is responsible for taking care of them, and so they ask you to help him like escape. Huh. So it's like, you know, do you blindly obey orders? Do you say, all right, well, I like this organization that I just found out about because I've only been playing this game for half an hour. Like,
right.
I so firmly believe in what they're doing that I'm gonna let this dude get fucked over and his girlfriend be sad.
But I mean, demons are running the world is also bad.
Yeah. Seems bad, yeah. So
I
mean,
girlfriend maybe hot.
Maybe you help the dude. I don't know. She looks like a church.
What?
She's
very tall.
You mean
tall,
like one of those battle mechs from 40K?
Gothic.
Yeah, it's just spires. Good couple
buttresses.
Couple steeples.
The buttresses are really flying.
Does she have a priest hole?
Lots of alcoves.
I don't know what that is, Riff.
It's a thing that priests used to hide in to avoid like religious persecution or whatever.
Mm. Priest holes?
So it's like a spider hole, but for priests instead of spiders.
Yeah, kind of. It's
are these
like
priest holes in the walls of their kind of thing? Like stalls in
are
the bathrooms?
In the
it's like hidden rooms in churches and mansions for priests to hide in.
So a place where glory would hide.
When you do glass blowing, the like hole in the kiln where you gather the glass and where you sort of heat the glass mm-hmm. up is known as the glory hole.
Oh yeah, is it because you are supposed to put your penis in it?
I think
for a surprise.
So sorry if you ever did that.
Well, what if the kiln was turned off?
If the kiln was turned
a
off,
hot woman inside it.
Sir?
Or in your case, a dude who may or may not be hot. Maybe some big hairy dude. I don't know what you're into. If it was a woman that smelled like a church.
What does a church smell like?
Musty.
Holy water and tears.
Little crackers.
Smells like guilt.
Little crackers?
Guilt and little crackers, yeah.
I guess
saltines.
Communion
and
wafers have a distinct odor to them.
Do they?
Yeah.
I was never Catholic. You took communion, right, as a kid?
Accidentally, yeah.
Oh, really?
Well, I wasn't Catholic.
Oh.
I
went to a Jesuit school. Didn't you have to go to Mass?
Yeah, no.
But you weren't allowed to take communion because you weren't a real Jesuit?
No, you don't. Okay, they never told me that you're not supposed to take communion if you're not Catholic. So, like, the first couple of weeks I was there, like, everybody was, like, standing up, going up to the front of the church and, like, taking communion. I was like, I guess I'm supposed to stand up and go to the front of the church and take communion. And, like, I asked I hadn't really made any friends. And then, like, after a couple of weeks, I, like, met somebody. And I was like, are people saying something when they go up there? I don't know what's going on. He's like, you're not Catholic? He's like, you shouldn't be taking communion.
I was like, okay. That makes you a cannibal. If you're not Catholic and you eat the flesh of Christ, you're a cannibal. If you are Catholic, it's okay.
Apparently.
Because it's weird. Like, they have this thing where...
I was a fine young
cannibal. So they have this thing where taboos will cancel each other. Tattoos cancel each other out, too. So If you're Catholic, you're one of God's children.
Do you ever take the taboo buzzer
eating
and
the flesh of Christ is technically both cannibalism and incest. So it cancels. It cancels itself out. Yeah. It is then
and
morally
incest.
Neutral.
No,
I
thought
I hope someone.
It's not incest.
Uses
it's not
that
two,
as a defense.
Two sisters.
What other taboos are there? Murder and anal sex. That's okay, Your Honor.
I killed him by fucking him in the butt. Yeah, that's cool. I think we're earning our explicit rating.
Are we?
Yeah.
Wow, 45 minutes and like
you've
only
asked
five questions.
Two. Or four. 12.
At your Jesuit church. So the
school.
The
school.
Wasn't it also a church?
Not really. It was a there was a chapel there.
Was there a woman there that looked like a school?
Finchurch, I guess, is a girl's name, right?
Well, only if only if Douglas Adams is an authority on new girls' names.
What, are you telling me he made up that name?
It's.
I mean, it's a word.
It's Fenchurch Street Station is a.
Yeah, and are you trying to tell me that nobody has named their kid after that tube station?
Well,
you should
maybe
have a daughter and name her Cock Fosters.
Cock Fosters, Elephant and Castle.
Stuff. Yeah, seriously, why will it pop up a goddamn one in parentheses in the title bar and yet not just load the new thing that it's telling you about? Josh the Sauce says, after spending 1 year in the game, I wonder, is there really anything I haven't yet experienced? Well, the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th anniversary gifts are a number of things that you haven't experienced.
People are going to be so pissed about the
team. No, they're not. They're going to be so excited.
Oh, man.
No.
What have you done now?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Have you made the 9th anniversary gift Ascension relevant?
No.
Ah, that's pretty sweet. Yep. So, there was only one call for questions to Radio Bugbear because I went to eat Mexican food.
Yeah. That's. I mean, we're fine.
You think?
Yeah, I think we can make. If you actually answered all the questions, it would take a while. I don't know how far you guys got, actually, last week, around Monday.
In the little thing. We got to Ziggy Zagnut's question in the little thing. I mean the first 14 questions. Let's see. Adiabatic says, I haven't used any of my empty Agua de Vida bottles this run, but I've teleportitis into soup for you. Bug? That is not a bug. That's how it is.
That's weird. But yeah.
I mean, but it's a place that you can go. It's a place that you can adventure. People have lobbied for it not to be listed because it's just a zone. You know, as far as the game's concerned, it's just a zone, and you get there by adventuring in your inventory.
Yeah, but it doesn't actually. Does it take a turn? Does it actually consume a charge if you get teleportized?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Fine then. If it uses a charge up, then that's cool. That's consistent. Yes, it is.
Pastangum says, will there ever be a discoveries page for multi-use crafting?
No.
Doxit says, can we get a combat item that increases the item drops of a monster? That would be kind of cool. There are some things that do that. The shuriken does. Although we might not have ever told anyone about that. The naughty origami shuriken.
The item drops?
Yeah. You use it and it increases pants drop rates. No, it gives a message. They have to have figured that out. I'm sure that's known. I mean, everybody spades everything.
That's not entirely true. There were definitely some things that took at least a couple years to get spaded, if not, never got spaded.
Proliferation says, how long did it take to wear out the putting baby in the corner joke? Might have been talking to Scully, because I have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
Nobody puts baby in the corner. So I don't know what you're talking about.
Mecca says, ever been in a hurricane? No.
Well, you're skipping over tons of questions.
What? No. All right, wait. Kevbob says, has the mosquito always sucked? Yeah, people are talking about 111 familiars, one mosquito.
Yeah, as like there's only one familiar that uses the mosquito mechanic.
Yeah. But it's not very good.
So you could combine it with something else.
Yeah, no, as Marshall says, the mosquito from day one has sucked. It's a shitty combat familiar that does shitty healing. It was also the first familiar I ever made. You know?
So you still have to get it to play the game.
Yeah, it teaches you about familiars.
Yep.
Oh, let's see.
It'd be kind of awesome if your first familiar was like the Bandersnatch, mm-hmm. and then all the other ones
every other familiar was just a total disappointment.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of funny. Know. I mean, I feel like you play the game long enough and everything that happens is a disappointment after a certain point, right?
Just like life.
Yeah. Wow.
What else is in here? Breckenridge says, any plans to phase out the view old clan board entry section of the clan message board? It's been years since the switch to forums.
But there's still potential information in those.
Yeah, people wouldn't let us fucking get rid of that. So now it's like half-ass forums and half-ass message board. And you'd think that would add up to a whole ass, but that particular ass is less than the sum of its cheeks.
Yeah.
I've never been in a hurricane. I've never been in a tornado.
You ever taken a bath in a drink called the hurricane?
No. Ooh, we gotta use that hurricane mix to make hurricanes.
Not tonight, though.
Come on.
No.
No, come on. We gotta do it right now.
We gotta
go home and then do it.
Not a good idea.
It is a good idea. You mix it with, like, one part hurricane mix to 12 parts rum, and then 40 parts vodka.
Yeah, if you didn't...
It's gonna be a terrible fucking drink, man.
What, rum, vodka...
Not in the proportions I just described.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Don't drink that shit. I like your idea of the punch party.
Yeah, yeah.
What did we come up with? We got...
So we got the 1-2 punch, which is just lemonade with Baby Ruths floating in it.
And the rocket punch.
What's going to be in rocket punch?
Gasoline.
I mean, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Rabbit punch.
Vegetable that's also called rocket.
Arugula?
Oh, yeah.
Some arugula. Like, yeah, it's right. You could just have some leaves of arugula floating in some delicious punch, and yeah, it wouldn't matter.
And then there's the rabbit punch, which
the
is
rabbit
like...
rabbit punch and the donkey punch.
We could have the lappy
dragon punch.
These are such good ideas.
They're not, though. They're non-ideas. They're puns with nothing to back them up. The 1-2 punch...
What do you mean nothing? There is punch to back them up. They're... bowls of punch.
Yeah, but you could also just make the exact same punch and call it something else, and it wouldn't be any different.
Like, well, the idea is the individual punches; it's the concept of throwing.
Also, you punch people when they come in the door.
Yeah, I'll get good at that.
Yeah,
I just need to have like 12 beers. Alpha Omicron says, "What do you think about these issues being discussed in the forums? A, taking the potato sprout out of the daily dungeon. Yeah, you know." That's still the same dude who whined about it like a year ago, and the discussion has gotten revitalized. So here's the deal. If you play the game and don't get a potato sprout, and then you ascend into hardcore, then you're fucked if you need a potato sprout for the sorcerer's
tower. In the tower, yeah.
Right. And I just don't... I don't know, man. I don't know what to do about that. It's weird that the potato sprout is in the daily dungeon. It makes no sense that it's there.
You would, if you were playing spoiler-free, you would have a really hard time figuring out what the fuck to do.
The thing is, if you were playing spoiler-free, you would have a really hard time acquiring any of the base familiars. Any of what we think of as the base familiars, right? Because they're all fucking weird. They're all based on less, like, weird puns or inside jokes or movie references. In a lot of the early content, when there were like 12 items, and I was like, hey guys, I just added items number 13 and 14. Check it out. It's two things that you'd obviously think of putting together, but like,
it
doesn't make any fucking sense anymore.
The goat kind of makes sense. What else is there? It's the goat, the mosquito, the lime. The lime is tricky.
Yeah.
The fairy is pretty weird.
But the fairy isn't one of the five.
No.
Let's say that was the fifth one. The potato?
Barnacle. Yeah.
Now when you
Barnacle just drops, yeah.
Yeah, Barnacle's easy.
So that you'd find. I mean, I kind of feel like if I were playing this game, I would look in the flea market
Sure.
And on, like, day three, I would buy every familiar that I could that cost less than, like, 300 or 400 meat in the flea market. Right? Because that just seems like such a no-brainer to me. Like, oh, familiars are clearly cool. Oh, I should buy a bunch of them. Right?
Sure.
I haven't seen this. I should either, like, figure out where this comes from and get it myself, or I should just buy it.
Sure.
In the flea market, right? Like, and I don't know. Maybe people don't find the flea market. I don't know. Maybe this game is fucking terrible for somebody who's starting to play it now.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I could see somebody who's trying to be a purist and not do things like buy stuff at the flea market instead of finding it on their own.
I mean, I guess I wonder where a definition of purity that includes not participating in the
player economy,
multiplayer aspect of the game comes from.
I don't... Yeah, I mean, I guess I wouldn't have a problem with people finding stuff in the flea market.
I mean, because that's kind of what it's for. Like, my yeah. whole point in, like, recategorizing and friendlying up the flea market was to make it so people could, like, find stuff, you know, and, like... Especially before the new mall search. I mean, it's less relevant now, because I feel like the new mall search is pretty good. I'm pretty pleased with the way that all that is. And it was a bot breaker.
It's one of the hardest scripts to make reasonable on the iPhone.
Josh the Sauce says, ETA for the library. A library is coming soon. The library. Probably many months.
Yes. What library is he referring to?
Oh, one that I spoiled.
Yeah, how did that happen?
Did you?
I just said something about it.
That was clever.
Yeah, no, I know. It was really... That was pretty cool. Aspestos says, hey, Jick, I heard you like nun porn. I'm in your base killing all your dudes.
What,
Is nun porn, like, no theater?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't know how I feel about the whole potato sprout in the Daily Dungeon thing. Like, you know, should we cave and just make the game real fucking easy for noobs? Maybe we should.
Dude, I don't know.
And B, doing something about the insane scripted slime runs. You know, that was inevitably going to be scripted. And, like, whatever. Oh, Jesus Christ. Timbalisto says, what is the name of the iPhone app you talked about around the time of Comic-Con where you send a random person a picture and then you can go back and forth with pictures? Recently got an iPhone and I'm wondering what games you would recommend. I already have Warp Defense, GD Swarm, Cartoon Wars, and Monopoly. Cartoon Wars is fucking terrible. And I'm so angry that that was, like, highly rated.
Huh.
Just a bad game. Yeah. Geodefense Swarm is awesome. The original Geodefense is really good. I've never played Warp Defense.
Geodefense is good. Xenonia is good. Spider is really good.
Spider's okay.
You can get the original Space Ace. That's kind of awesome.
Dr. Yeah. Awesome is pretty fun.
I dig it. Dr. Fun is pretty awesome.
I dig it.
Is a really good game, actually.
I really like Zenbound.
I get to play Zenbound.
It's already meditative.
Zenbound is interesting.
Field Runners is a really good tower defense game.
Yeah.
Topple and Topple 2 are good games.
Tap Defense is actually pretty good, and it's free.
Enigmo and Enigmo 2.
Wordjong and Word Foo.
Oh, Wordjong is great.
Yeah, Word Foo is pretty awesome.
Word Weaver's interesting, but I don't know.
The Creeps tower defense is really good, actually. I've played a ton of that.
Rolando and Rolando 2 are both pretty fun.
There's a Gin Rummy game called Gin Rummy that's pretty good.
There's a word game called Moxie that I like quite a bit.
Dizzy B and Dizzy B 2 are pretty infuriating.
Lux. Lux is good if you like Risk.
Yeah.
I like Picgrid. It's a good Picross program.
Picgrid? Have you also played Pixel Cross?
No.
I was wondering if one of them is better than the other.
Actually have tried the light versions of every Picross program that I could find, and PicGrid is the one that I liked well enough to actually play all of the levels on.
There's some. So if you want some puzzle games, there's Blocked, Theseus, and Boxed In, which are all kind of similar.
Like sliding puzzles? I kind of find those fun.
They're all thematically different, but yeah. they're pretty fun.
You can also get iPhone versions of the classic... adventure games, Beneath a Steel Sky, and Monkey Island.
Taxi Ball. You should get my friend's game, Taxi Ball.
And what's that poker game called?
I don't remember.
Oh, and there's also a version of Frotts for the iPhone for all your interactive fiction needs.
Maze Finger is good for... It's free and like fun for an hour.
What the fuck is Colin's poker game called?
I don't remember. I can look it up, but I don't remember. Quadrum is pretty interesting, and then Bonsai Blast is a sort of good time waster. Isotope.
Ooh, Bonsai Buddy is good. It's like a monkey that hangs out on your phone.
Isotope is a fun
selling your contactless space shooter. People.
Dropship is really cool. It's an Ngimoco game. Aerolight is
Right, we're doing like a lightning round of
we are
iPhone game recommendations.
Aerolight is like what's the asteroids, which is kind
of
cute.
Oh, to answer your question, Timbalisto, the name of the iPhone app that I talked about, where you send random pictures to people and then go back and forth, is called PhotoSwap. I eventually deleted it because it's just nothing but dudes trolling for tits, and the only thing that they will give you in exchange for tits is pictures of their fucking hairy legs and their television. So like, literally 95% of the time, you take a picture of something to send it to somebody, and you get some dude's fucking legs and or a television.
Yeah. Their floor.
Or just a blur, or some darkness, or, Hot Stuff got a big erect penis once, so that was actually pretty exciting for him. Sometimes I got some naked pictures of cute girls.
Yeah,
and I don't
know. And that's what keeps that whole cycle going.
Yeah, that's what keeps those guys going, so I'm just like, kind of like, eh. Well, here's a picture of my balls. Never hear back from you again. I didn't actually do that.
Drop 7 and Forensic are two other sort of like puzzle games that are pretty good.
I don't like Drop
Prism
7.
Prism is good as a puzzle
Prism?
Game. Prism, yeah.
Three time wasters that are kind of okay are Doodle Jump, Parachute Panic, and Flight Control.
The iPhone versions of Bookworm and Peggle are pretty good, too.
Gah, fucking Peggle. No version of Peggle is anything other than fucking bullshit.
You should get Ocarina.
Oh, Ancient Frog. Because Ocarina's kind of an interesting puzzle.
What's Ancient Frog?
It's, you've got this frog
that you're trying to move across the screen.
Trying to move across the lily pad, but one leg at a time.
It's so weird. It's kind of
Well, we should take a music break while you guys think about iPhone games some more. I didn't realize that question would be so exciting for everybody.
Well, that's... Dude. It is the device in my pocket that I've wanted since I was a kid.
That's true.
It's true.
We'll be right back.
Damn, that's a good song. Hot Stuff agrees.
I do.
He's too busy gaying out with another goddamn Mike's Hard goddamn lemonade.
You like it too.
No, I don't.
You do.
No, I don't.
You just choose not to drink it.
Demonstrably false.
What, have you had one ever?
Yeah.
And?
It was gross. Tasted like a dick.
How would you know?
I used to be pretty flexible. You know, in my morals.
I think you would drink them. It tastes like fucking lemonade. That's also alcoholic. How can that?
How can that be wrong? It's got a weird wrong lemonade taste. It's not. No. It's weird.
Yeah, it's not really sweet enough to be lemonade.
Weird and not good.
Whatever.
Maplian2 says, has Jack ever thought of creating a mainstream video game system game for the Wii or PSP? Jesus Christ, if I were to list the two systems I would be the least apt to develop a game for.
Nintendo is very strict about who they will accept, like, proposals from.
Really?
Once we get office space, we might qualify.
we'll be a lot
but,
more
But you have to actually have, like, real offices and...
What? Seriously? Like,
yeah.
What... How is our current office not
a real
office?
Do they come
see
them?
I don't know how they verify.
I don't believe. I think
it has an address. Yeah.
No, I'm not. It's totally something I have read.
On the internet.
Yeah. Did you read it on the friggin' internet? You know what? Jenny McCarthy read some stuff on the internet.
Have you left
no sense of decency, sir?
What did she say? Like she graduated from the University of Google.
She graduated from University of Google. Yeah. Fucking Jenny McCarthyism. You know, it's like fucking kids are dying of the measles, and like,
yeah.
Still nobody has beaten that bitch to death. There is no justice in the world. Brahe says, hey guys, speaking of old players who've recently returned, yay, it's Brahe, welcome back, Brahe. Fred Levi says, I always thought it was supposed to be pronounced grapes, as though they were a portmanteau of great and grapes. You know, like the tater tots and skateboard. Although I gotta admit, the potion's description about beating up Tony the Tiger and stealing his bandana still makes me laugh out loud. Yeah. And Naked Jew says, have you played the IF Comp game Earl Grey yet? It's pretty cool.
That is one of the ones that I did not get around to playing.
Oh yeah? Is the thing over yet?
It is over in...
10 minutes.
A couple of days.
Mm.
The 15th is when it's over. I need to remember to get... To put my ratings in.
I have never actually submitted votes.
Yeah.
I always have the best of intentions, and I never have any.
I have never even intended to do so.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I've always been very happy to base my game playing experience on the
Jenny
judgment of
did
others.
A buttload of reviews for them at.
Was it a buttload or a boatload?
I read a few.
Both.
Or a boat
full of buttloads at a.
If you had
her,
a boat.
Her blog is pissylittlesausages.wordpress, I think.
Dot live journal. WordPress dot live journal dot
Facebook.
Facebook. Facebook has its own top level domain now. Goom
wow,
says,
really?
Did you read Least I No. Goom says, did you read leastikadoo.com? Yeah, that comic is kinda terrible. Sorry.
Was it least that they could do?
Yeah. Hoopity says, Jake, do you like Order of the Stick? No, I don't.
I like it okay.
I like some individual comics, but there's no way that I would read the whole thing all the time.
Even if here you're allowed everything all of the time?
It's like, you know, you might like a particular episode of a soap opera, but there's no way that you'd want to commit to watching it all the time, right? And even then, I don't think you'd
like
an
episode
of the soap opera.
I mean, but
I get
committing
cranky if I don't get to watch my stories.
Committing to watching it all the time in this case means... clicking that bookmark once a week.
Yeah, but
yeah,
it fucking takes like an hour to read. they're fucking super dense and not entertaining.
And like that click that uses like maybe a tenth of a calorie.
I know, man. it takes fewer calories to just frown about how I don't like Order of the Stick.
That's true.
Yeah, fewer muscles. Pantsless says, you've mentioned a few times that you don't want to have more than 25% combat modifiers in either direction. Why not have more stuff but cap the total plus or minus at 25%? We were talking at dinner about...
That very thing.
Revamping that system a little bit.
We were thinking just getting rid of them entirely?
Yeah, just getting all of it.
We'd still have things labeled like they did, but then
yeah,
not
wouldn't,
actually.
Wouldn't
just
do
lies.
It. Yeah. It would. It's, I feel like it would really level the ascension playing field a
That's
lot.
That's true.
You know,
that is true.
Also, olfaction doesn't do anything anymore. That change actually rolled out a couple months ago, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. People were complaining about Lucre, so we were like, "Yeah, you're right."
Yeah. Done. Problem solved.
Dion says, "Enemy mine. Movie sucked. Butch was Butch. Butch was much better." Is there somebody named Butch Becker?
I thought you said Enemy Line, but you said Enemy Mine.
Enemy Mine.
Enemy Line.
Which I finally saw.
Was much better, yeah.
Like this past week.
I like the movie, sort of.
It's weird. It's like
there are parts of it that are really good.
The idea of it's good. The script is not great. the fact that they stick to like a method and like they pick something and then they stick to it is sort of admirable. Like
how do you mean?
The tropes of like the language stuff like that. Like I thought it was kind of cheesy, but then they sort of stuck to it throughout the whole thing. In terms of
I don't like what?
Like it would have been really easy to just have the whole movie in English instead of occasionally switching back and forth between the alien tongue and English, right? But they didn't. They spent a significant amount of time in the movie going back and forth between the two. Do you know what I mean? Like, even late in the movie, they would still occasionally have, like when he was reciting the lineage or whatever. You know, like, that was admirable, right? Like, that's... It's very easy to, like, set up a movie trope where you inform the audience that they're speaking in a different language, but then you transition into English so you don't have to have subtitles.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But they didn't do that. They just actually had English and actually had this, like... alien tongue.
It had a lot of gurgles.
It did have a lot of gurgles.
And a lot of dravich.
Dravich.
Zion also writes that eggnog is 90-95% water. So we're going to be fine, Riff.
Oh, well.
That is not... That can't be delicious. True.
So eggnog is just water with an egg in it?
That's not true. That can't be true. It is so thick.
No. There's a, you get, but I mean, blood is thick and it's 95% water.
Blood is thicker than water.
Yeah, but just barely. No, I mean, it's a lot thicker than water. It makes noise. Or so does water. If you ever tried to read a book while standing in Niagara Falls, you'll realize that inside of Niagara Falls, it's too loud to read.
In terms of potatoes...
Outside of a book, Niagara Falls is a man's best friend.
Wow.
Inside a potato, it's too heavy to read. We gotta start writing...
aphorisms.
We can start writing, yeah, aphorisms and like little collections of aphorisms to read on the toilet. In fact, that could be the name, the little collection of aphorisms to read on the toilet.
I pee freely.
Scary stories to tell in the dark. Was that what? Spooky stories to tell in the dark?
I think I had
scary
one of those.
Scary stories to tell in the dark. I think I did too.
There were a series of them.
Capitalism gave your dog AIDS, wait, I did, says, on the meat pastables discovery page, can there be something that tells how many meat paste you have? Well, I guess that could be an inch-mile thing, or people may want to know on their foods and booze what they'd be using to make stuff, be it an easy oven or the chef in the box. By the way, I do like my name and don't mind being made fun of either. I was not making fun of your name. I'm just sorry that you had to shorten it.
Because like, of the there are character some limit.
Call me Tim. Although, yeah.
Capitalism gave your dog AIDS, wait, I did.
Yeah.
I don't understand how capitalism could give somebody AIDS.
Youth culture killed my dog.
Sure.
H underscore says, donating meat to a clan from Hanks? No. No. Griffin says, hiya, I would like to see a favorites or most recently used section at the top of the discoveries page. It'd be very convenient for Diamond D ascenders. Thanks.
Huh. Favorites for everything.
Yeah, for every single thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
Thief X-Ray says, hey, Jick, when we're using the paddle phone or the wind chimes and somebody takes it away from me, why can't I just beat the crap out of him? Sometimes it's a girl and you're not allowed to hit girls. Eh, fuck. We've all heard that all over the place. I am a misogynist. You know...
They're really fast.
It's narrative.
Yeah.
It's they're protected. They're wearing a suit of armor made out of narrativium. Which is the hardest metal. It's even harder than diamond.
Mostly hard because it's hard to understand.
It's easy to understand. It's hard to justify.
No, it's easy to justify. It's hard to understand.
Thunder Girl says, Is the information about which skill was permed in slash after which ascension stored? In other words, is it possible to get an order in which skills were permed? You could probably fake it. Like, in some cases, you could probably just look at the order in which the rows exist in the database and reconstruct it, but it wouldn't be reliable, because MySQL does some weird shit with batches of data being in the wrong order sometimes. Should have just put an auto number in that field, in that table.
Do people really want to know?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe. Linguini Lad says, awesome sauce! I see you guys added more stuff to your store, so it looks like the ones wearing the snowman shirts are Riff and some chick with pink hair. Who's she?
That is Lycra Shampoo.
Jenny. Adiabatic says, would it be possible for the irate, urate questlog text to say the remaining tasks? I'm not sure what item I need to olfact for.
Huh.
That's the one where you're doing the three cleanings on the... That's not a bad idea. I kind of think that it might be worth it for us to spend a little bit of time evaluating the quest log text to make sure that it's offering enough guidance that, like, use this as a barometer, as a thermometer. If somebody walked away from the game for a year
and came back,
would they be able to look at the quest log and figure out what to do?
That's a good question.
I think in a lot of cases, maybe not.
We could use a bunch of bouncing exclamation points over the zones that they're supposed to adventure in.
That's a good... Yeah, good. Good. We sure have learned a lot about video games.
Yeah. And punctuation.
Oh, hey. I didn't watch Zero Punctuation yet this week.
Mm-hmm. It's about Uncharted 2.
Excellent.
Yeah.
He didn't complain about the collectibles the way that you did.
He didn't even really mention them.
Yeah. Maybe he doesn't care about collectibles. The Misanthropist says, you guys should record you pronouncing a lot of words in the kingdom. You guys could have fun with it, or people could call in with them and see how Google Voice translates it. Google Voice's transcription is fucking useless.
I think it's just random words.
Yeah.
It kind of corresponds to what people say.
Haha. Azu says, seconding a suggestion from November 10th, 2008, there should be a red herring item underwater. Be an ingredient in every crafting process, but would not be in any recipes. Yes, even cocktail crafting and jewelry crafting. And toy making and super tinkering, or perhaps an hilarious movie, red herring could be a quest item. Yeah. Sam O'Sammy says, does slash idle off continue to work when you exit chat? No, it doesn't actually work at all. It doesn't exist. Did you ever get around to completing Earthbound? No. But then he says, you really should, asshole.
Nice.
Have you ever heard of an N64 game called Mischief Makers? One of the bosses shouts, through fire, justice is served, before jumping on a transformer bike and shooting missiles at you.
That's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good endorsement of a game right there. Mm-hmm.
Severus says, 11 years ago, on this day, 11-11, I was 11, I am now 22. That's not even funny.
Man, it's Friday the 13th tomorrow.
Would not be funny. I know.
How about we get on an airplane?
Yeah, when we die, it's going to be your fault.
Is it Flight 1313? And is the pilot named Captain Clark?
No.
Captain Clark?
Yeah, that was part of the whole 23 thing.
Hmm. Is Captain 13? Is his name 13-13-13? I think there is a dude named 13-13-13. All right. We gotta not get offices on the 14th floor of that building.
Yeah.
Major. Was there no 13th floor?
There wasn't a 13th floor.
I thought there were 14 floors and...
There's 16 floors.
Oh, 16 floors.
What they should do is have a 13th floor, but none of the elevators stop there.
Yeah, it's just half height.
Yeah.
And there's a hole
12,
in the wall.
12 and a half floor.
That leads into John Lithgow. John. That would suck. I don't want to be that dude. Just wandering around looking for work.
John Wilkes Booth. That'd be kind of disappointing.
ACM says, hey, I just realized that I sent you my tragic tale of Bad Moon / Shivering Timbers without the best part. The only way I managed to kill any trees was by using Toss with my mosquito, the only one big enough to outdamage them. Too funny. That is kind of funny. See, the mosquito rules. Miss Train says, in the past, you've said that people win the raffle with only a few tickets on occasion. Is this still the case? Has raffle purchasing behavior changed over time? I mean, it has diminished over time in general. But yeah, I still see wins with one ticket.
Every now and then.
Every once and again. MapLeanne2 says, do you take requests?
No.
Or not asked, why doesn't Gnaesir talk like the other gnomes?
Because he's a desert gnome? I don't remember. I mean, it may be that I just got sick of him talking that way.
It's also possible
he has kind of a lot of dialogue.
Sometimes they will utter an entire sentence without their accent showing.
That's true.
Yeah. Right.
So maybe he's just got lucky. Or unlucky. Severus says, in your pen and paper game where only BB people survive, what happens to people like Bobby Brown, who are really Robert Brown, but generally known by a B name? And what of people who change their name? Who was the guy who changed his name? Who was the guy that we explicitly said saw it coming and changed his name?
Oh, I don't remember.
Ah, that's frustrating. That's going to drive me nuts now.
I don't know. We decided the Beastie Boys would be fine, though. Collectively.
Yeah. No, Bobby Brown would survive. Benicio del Toro only survives if he marries a Nachos Belgrande. Takes its name.
Benicio Belgrande.
Yeah. I forget who the guy was who changed his name just in time. Now that's going to drive me crazy.
Bustin' Bimberlake.
No, it was somebody who had one B name. Oh, like Clive Barker. Oh. Changes his name to Blythe Barker. he would do that anyway. Because there's so many gay dudes whose initials are BB, and Clive Barker wants to continue. Like, dying would force Clive Barker to shut up about how gay he is. And since he cannot and will not do that, he must live forever. It's his curse. Parse says, can you modify the description of the flavor of magic effects to reflect that they only flavor pasta-based spells? No. Equitas says, how about making the obsidian dagger foldable into an obsidian shortbow? But that doesn't make any sense. You can't fold daggers into shortbows. You can't fold strawberries into shortcake. Spade says, I request a polo logo shirt as my work has a no t-shirt policy. My size is 2X. Please make it so. Hot stuff, engage.
I don't know, man.
Do you think anybody wants a polo shirt? I mean, this dude
apparently
wants a...
Apparently nobody wants a Ninja Snowman shirt.
Really? Did nobody buy any Ninja Snowman shirts?
I mean, a few people have, not a lot.
I like it. It's one of the few that I would wear.
I wear three of them all the time.
That's weird, because normally you wear zero shirts.
I know.
It's weird that you would...
switch to three.
Ren Vermin says, I heard that a good way to pass time on a trip to Columbus is to download a couple of independent comics onto your laptop and read them on the plane.
Weren't they on the network drive?
Yeah, they were.
Fuck.
Yeah. There's fucking jack-offs at the data recovery place, man. Nobody's anything but a jack-off. He's like, hey, all right, we'll call you back in one business day. And so, like, a week later, I call them, and I'm like, what the fuck? And he's like, okay, yeah, I'll call you back. I'll call you back literally in, like, 2 minutes. And then fucking, like, 4 hours later, he calls back, and he tells me some bullshit. And I'm like, no, that doesn't make any sense. And he's like, I'll check again. Yeah. I'll call you back in 5 minutes. So then the next day, I call him, and I'm like, okay, what the fuck is going on? And he's like, same bullshit I told you yesterday. That'll be $4,000. I'm like... That doesn't make any sense at all. Like, explain to me how that makes any sense at all. And he's like, let me talk to them. He comes back after putting me on hold for a few minutes. Their hold music is just a beep every 10 seconds.
Wow.
Yeah. And I like, the first time it happened, I hung up and I called back and I'm like, yeah, something happened. It just started beeping. He was like, yeah, that's our hold music. I'm like, oh, great. You know, to be fair, it's like, they're waiting for their phone system to be repaired or some shit. Maybe they themselves are repairing their phone system and they said they would do it in 5 minutes. So then he was like, he talked to them again and is like, oh no, sorry, it turns out they were still wrong about what was going on with your stupid drives, and I'll call you back in a few minutes with another quote. And then, you know, that was 6 hours ago. Fucking jack-offs who clearly don't want any money. You know, I do have comics on my computer, desktop. I don't think that there is a good way to get them onto my laptop very quickly. Hey, could you burn them? For my Halloween costume, I needed some Radiohead some Radiohead CDs that I've owned, and then played on a Discman, a Sony Discman that I keep with me all the time in case I need to listen to music. Wait, it's not against the law to use MP3s.
No.
Oh, okay. Because the network drive wasn't here, we had to, like, Hot Stuff burned them to a DVD and then drove them to the house.
Yeah.
Where I was. Yeah. Ren Vermin says, State fairs also bring out people that like watching the habits of human piles of failure. So if you count yourself as one of those, you avoid being a hipster or failure pile. I guess, yeah. I don't know. I didn't really enjoy watching the habits of people.
Really?
Oh, man. I had the greatest thing happen when I was turning into a parking lot the other day.
Like a transformer?
Yeah, I was turning into a parking lot. You make the same joke every time I tell this story.
Every time you mention turning into something.
So I'm about to turn, and I see this woman with a bunch of kids, one of which is like maybe a year and a half old, and in a stroller, just walking down the sidewalk real, real slow. So I'm like waiting in the turn lane for her to get past this driveway so that I can turn into it. And she stops in the middle of the driveway to very slowly walk around to the front of the stroller, hit the kid in the stroller, and then walk back around behind it and push it the rest of the way out of the driveway. And I was like, people rule. Like, really, I just love the public. I'm a man of the people. I'm going to devote my life to helping people because they're awesome and they deserve it. That's what I learned from that experience. What did you learn from that experience, Hot Stuff?
I wasn't there. I learned how to not be there.
You learned how to, like, take a nap?
Yeah.
Or have sex with dudes at a
You didn't even tell me you were going to the state fair. You totally ditched me.
You had plans that day.
No.
Oh.
No, I had no plans that day.
Well, sorry.
Whatever. No,
there
fine.
Was a whole group of people going. I assume that somebody else told you.
Nope.
Yeah, well.
Not even a little bit.
Having all kinds of parties without inviting you.
Yep.
I didn't see you that weekend at all. It was weird. We're growing apart. We're getting older. We're drifting.
Let's take a trip to New York City.
Sweet. All right. Can we stay in the same hotel room for 2 weeks?
Yes.
Ugh, God damn it. Stupid scammer jack-offs. Yeah. Why is everybody a jack-off?
I don't know. It's really easy to do.
Why do I call everybody a jack-off?
It's really easy to do.
It's true. And fun. We are going to run out of questions.
Only if you stop reading them.
Yeah. And as T says, how about allowing raffle tickets to be bought for another player? You could pretend to be nice to them by buying them tickets, and when they lose, they can lament the X thousands of meat that you spent. Yeah. The loser says, Hank's had a fairly tame couple of years. What's up with that? And we decided to leave him alone for a while. That was fun for a little while.
He has sort of had it really easy lately.
Fred Levi suggests appending goo goo gajoob to the end of Tongue of the Walrus's description or use message. That's pretty funny, actually. And it might advance my cause.
It's true.
Whereby I want people to understand that the lyric is goo goo gajoob, not cuckoo ka-choo. Mrs. Robinson. Cloud Strife says, so I heard about the magic junk draft happening in Columbus. Are you a gatherer? I would never call myself that. I am... Alright, so when I was in high school... Doc Galactic came back from his freshman year of college, and he was like, hey, I found this thing that you'd probably like. It's a game called Magic the Gathering. You should buy some cards, and we should play. And so I did. I bought some revised starter decks, and I bought some revised booster packs, and then I bought some Legends booster packs, and then I bought some The Dark booster packs, and then I bought some, What all expansions came out while I was playing a lot of Magic?
You started playing after I had already stopped playing.
That's weird.
That is so weird, yeah. Because Legends came out and I was like, eh, whatever. And I was done.
Legends was a cool set.
It's kind of neat.
Yeah, that's about when I quit Hot Stuff, between Legends and The Dark.
What was the first expansion? Was it Antiquities? Or
Arabian Nights Arabian and Nights. Then Antiquities.
Okay, so yeah, I got like two complete sets of Arabian Nights. For $50 each. Fuck.
And then you sold them for $51.
No,
each.
Like
you're like woohoo, 2% profit.
I think I ended up spending like $800 on Magic cards, and I sold my whole collection for like $1,600. So like, you know, I made 100% profit. But still, if I had kept all of that until now, I could have made 1,000% profit.
Yeah, but I mean, it's still not that much money for time. You know, like I don't know. I probably spent $600 on Magic and then sold all my cards for like $800 or $900. But not all my cards, you know. I mean, I still have giant piles of cards from back in the day. Boy, Riff and Jenny have been going fucking apeshit buying Magic cards.
Yeah. They go in spurts. They like bought a bunch of cards and played for a while, and then I haven't seen them play in like
a week or two. And actually, having said that, a box of them will be arriving tomorrow. I instated a rule for myself that I only buy cards once a month. So like at the beginning of the month,
you'll buy 100 boxes.
Yeah,
boxes.
That's a problem. Though, I'll buy like $50 or $60 worth of cards.
$50 or $60,
and divided
boxes
divide that up between Jenny and I. That keeps us interested for a while.
Are you playing Magic?
Yeah,
they were playing some,
but I feel about it the same way it seems like you do, is that it's more fun to make the decks than it is to play the game.
Yeah,
but you have to play a little bit to see
the tarot deck.
To see what your deck
made out of
was,
Magic cards so. Was really quite cool.
The what?
The tarot deck made out of Magic cards. Did you see that?
Jenny's Halloween costume, she made a tarot deck out of just random, not random, like actually carefully selected and funny Magic cards.
Like, several fortunes were told that were eerie.
So, I really like the idea of sealed deck play.
Yeah.
Sealed the deck?
Yeah.
That's probably what we're going to be doing, kind of, with the box of cards. I ordered a box from a site that is 36 booster packs from 36 different expansions.
Wow.
So we're going to divide them up into
36 expansions?
That seems like it's going to be nearly impossible
over
to play.
The place. Yeah.
We'll see.
Because so many of the newer expansions have all these weird fucking rules and cards that only apply to cards with those weird fucking rules on them.
Not as much as there are a few expansions that are like there was that Cold Snap expansion that had snow mana that you only got from snow-covered lands that you could only get from this expansion. But for the most part,
well, wait, you, I mean, snow-covered lands were in Ice Age.
Okay, well, okay, and that and Ice Age. But
okay.
For the most part, stuff is pretty, like, mobile. I mean, it works best if you have a lot of the cards from that set, because they're, I don't know, synergistic, but they still function on their own.
It's kind of neat when there are, like, slightly more generic cards that, like, this will add one, you know, one of whatever kind of counter is on a particular card from some expansion, then you get to use that with some very specific counter.
Yeah.
I
liked Ice Age because it was kind of a reboot. And I mean, I guess they still sort of do that now, right? Like, every block is kind of a reboot.
Yeah.
The whole Type 2 tournament that only lets you use cards from the current block. Like, I appreciate the way in which that lets the competitive game evolve, but I don't care about the competitive game. I think I'm fucking playing in a Magic tournament when we're in New York. I think that I think that Black Lotus from Frontalot's band has talked me into borrowing a deck from a friend of his and playing in a real Magic tournament, which I've never done. I'd like to see what it's like. And it's like $20 or something to play. I think it might be in New Jersey. I'm going to have to go to New Jersey. Scream into a bottomless abyss.
Yeah.
I throw the deck of cards in there. Like, sorry, dude. I'll see you later. Yeah, man. I don't know, man. But yeah, I like the idea of sealed deck play because it's like, you know, although in the end, N3RD is going to win no matter what the rules are. I did a terrible job of drafting in the booster draft at
drafting KOL seems Con. Really hard. It's like really stressful.
Yeah. But, you know, I had fun. The problem is, once I've played, like, two or three games with the same deck, I'm ready to quit.
Are you?
Yeah. And so that's problematic. Like Riff was saying, I like making decks and, like, sort of reading cards and thinking about playing more than I like playing.
I like thinking about what mechanics they're making.
Yeah. But I like thinking about your axe wound.
What about my gash?
Yeah. So I'm a little excited about the draft that Zaire's putting together. Like, I'm curious how he's going to do it. It's just with old...
There's the booster cards. Draft, there's the junk draft. There's a bunch of different magic going on.
Is there?
K.O. Olympus.
Mm. You know, I looked at the 10th edition stuff. I don't think I've... You know, I also, every once in a while, buy some cards to just play for a little while, and then I just kind of treat it as like, all right, I just spent $20 for a couple evenings of entertainment, and that's
true.
That's over. We were at Gen Con.
Yeah.
That was actually the most fun that I've had playing Magic in years.
That's fucking ridiculous.
So, we got... Because Scully and Jezzerfly had never played Magic, and they wanted to try it out, so I bought...
Like five
of the, like, pre-made starter decks that they had that were just, like, one color each. And then we just played. You know, we played a few games. We played a few, like, five-player games or whatever. And then they weren't interested in taking the cards home with them, so Nightmare decided to just shuffle all of those decks into one giant deck, and then we played for hours, just a three-player game with me and Hot Stuff and Nightmare, where we were all drawing from the same library and the same graveyard.
And
just playing. And it was like, the game was so slow because it took so long to accumulate any mana. Like, there were so many rounds of discarding because I've got just fucking, like, you know, a whole big handful of spells.
And then Nightmare.
But it was just it was so
crushed
fun.
Crushed both
he
of
just,
us.
Yeah, he just raped us. And that's like what he does. That's his deal.
Rape.
Yeah. to Nightmare, every country is like Mexico, where it's just rape, rape, rape. Raijin Neely says, any chance of being able to combine, say, a Mob Penguin cellular phone and a glowing red eye? No.
What would that do?
Phone eye.
iPhone.
Ha. Sam O'Sammy says, what's your favorite They Might Be Giants album? Mine is Miscellaneous T and then Flood.
I don't even know Miscellaneous T.
It's their B-side compilation that came out, I think, after Lincoln. I think it might have just been the B-sides from...
Early stuff.
Pink Album and Lincoln.
Yeah, I think Pink Album is probably my favorite.
Really?
I really like Lincoln, and then I think Lincoln and then Flood are my two favorites.
I think Apollo 18 is my favorite. It was the first... It was, like, the last album that they had come out with when I got into them. I don't know. There are just so many, like... See the Constellation is probably my favorite They Might Be Giants song.
Huh.
And there are just so many, like, which describes how you're feeling, I really, really like. I really like Dinner Bell. Like, there are just so many songs that I just love on Apollo 18 that, like, I guess I'd probably say that, like, Lincoln is a better album, but...
It's a lot less... It's, like, a lot more sort of nonsense.
Is it?
Like Purple Rain and stuff, like...
I think you're confusing two They Might Be Giants songs with a Prince song.
Yeah, whatever.
Purple Toupee.
Purple Toupee and Pencil Rain.
Makes sense. It's about a guy who did too much acid, and he's confused about the 60s.
Looking at the discography here, it's actually, I'm not sure which one is my favorite.
Boat of Car.
I like that song.
I would definitely say that their first three albums are my top three.
They were on Science Friday as the guests with their new, like, science album thing, and it just made me not want to listen to that album at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
They were just kind of inane. They were just, like, songs about science with sort of, like, basic science facts. Woo.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so clearly just geared towards kids.
That's what they're doing. I mean,
which is fine.
You know, someday we're going to be making kids games.
I don't know.
We'll have kids. We'll get boring. It already happened to Scully. Nah, he didn't get boring yet. I mean, someday, you know, people who write always eventually write kids' books. You either write kids' books or you... disappear from public life and just sit in the woods painting 3-inch by 3-inch paintings and selling them for like $50 on the internet, or a gallery, or an internet gallery, or a shooting gallery, or you get shot. Granted, Grizz says, when are you two finally just going to make out on air? I don't know, Riff Hot Stuff, when are you two going to finally just make out on air? You two and H.P. You, Lovecraft.
Yeah, you still have to...
Bono, me, Edge. H.P. Lovecraft, yeah.
And H.P. Lovecraft.
Vocal says, when will you be implementing new clan dungeons? Someday.
When are we not implementing new clan dungeons?
Mecha says, what are the plans for next year? Implementing new clan dungeons. Releasing a new game.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Making a pair of pants out of my own urine.
Like, is that similar to the frozen shit knife?
Or the frozen urine swords? The popsicle tray is for making razor sharp swords out of your own urine.
Wow.
The little fake storefront you wear on your face to convince imaginary 3-inch tall prostitutes to go into your mouth.
What are you talking about?
It's a website where you could sell stuff. I mean, buy stuff. It wasn't real.
You haven't been taking your pills, have you?
I've been taking too many of them.
Yeah. You know how, like, you take enough Dramamine and you just start to hallucinate?
No.
You never did that?
Mm-mm.
I've never done that. I've heard about it. Yeah. I've heard they're kind of not fun.
Yeah, it seems like really boring, really terrifying hallucinations.
Yeah.
Like, you'll just think that somebody came over and you had a conversation with them and then they went home. And then that just didn't happen.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever hallucinated, and I don't know that I really want to.
Yeah.
It's also possible that I'm hallucinating all the time.
Did you ever have exploding head syndrome? It's a real thing. Or you just will hear these imaginary super loud noises.
I told you what I used to believe. That
hail was rocks that fell from the sky?
Somebody else said that they also had rocks on their ceiling. Or rocks on their roof. Mm. In the forum thread. Mm-hmm. So they like totally identified.
Yeah. Is that not what you were going to say?
No.
What were you going to say? You used to believe?
I don't remember what I used to believe. It's so hard to believe anything anymore.
Do you really not remember what you were about to talk about?
Yeah, I don't remember what I was going to say.
Now I feel bad for interrupting you.
That's okay. Oh, no. Oh, it was a... when I was a kid, I might have said this on the radio before, so it might not be interesting, but I used to... I don't know how this happened. I think someone told me that when you have a conniption fit, what that means is that your head opens up on the top and angry cats jump out. And I was like, wow, that's fucked up. I don't think
you
I said that,
that as a kid. You were like, that's fucked up.
I think that's messed up. That's what I said as a kid. And so, like,
it'd be funny if you got your kid, like, when I have a kid, I'm gonna train him to end every sentence with just bitch in a real high pitched voice.
Bitch.
Can I have some more apple juice?
Bitch!
Come on, that'd be cute. You can't tell me you wouldn't think that was cute if someone's kidding. God, nobody should ever allow me to have sex. Anti-Money says, please let me shrug off my unwanted whitelists. I can't even find my own clan anymore.
Wow, he's whitelisted so many clans.
Do you think you should be able to remove?
He's just trying to brag about how popular he is.
Everybody wants me in their clan.
Anti-money. It's funny because it's like antimony, but with an extra E.
Yeah. You know how I remembered that SB was the atomic symbol for antimony?
No.
That men who were divorced and wanted to avoid paying alimony would frequently join the Navy so that they could go into a submarine, which was as far away as they could get from their ex-wives, thinking that they could avoid paying the alimony in their SB marine.
Wow. Really?
Fucking mnemonics. I hate them because they just fucking never go away. And I if I had known when I was in high school, who fucking cares that SB is antimony?
I would have. I didn't remember that.
who cares? I don't need that. I don't need that taking up space in my head, right?
But instead of just that single fact taking up space, you have this entire
story. This whole story. I know. And fuck that. Like,
what
if
was
I
the sailor's name?
He didn't have a name. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't Frank?
There was an advertisement in a 321 Contact magazine that I had when I was a kid for these cards that were pictures that were mnemonic devices for remembering difficult to spell words for spelling them correctly.
Yeah.
And I fucking remember every single one of them. There were three pictured. One of them was bulletin, and it was this metal bull's head with a big E on its forehead, and to the left of it it said bull, and to the right of it it said tin. So it was a tin bull with an E on its forehead. Bull E tin. There's a picture of these three nerds standing there saying, "We aren't weird," and the W and E lined up in each one. We and weird. And then there was the word peace, and it was a pie with P-I-E and then C-E on a slice of the pie that was in the process of being removed. I hate mnemonic devices for remembering things as kids because it is just like a way of burning things into your brain with a fucking blowtorch.
Weird is a word that I regularly do spell like
W-I-E-R-D.
I-E-R-D, and then I'm like, that's not right, and then I have to go back and correct
it. See, I will never do that because we aren't weird. I remember that llegar in Spanish means to arrive, because whenever a gar arrives back at its home lake, it says yay!
Okay, then. Are you and Johnny Mnemonic should have a fist fight.
No, you know what? Maybe in the future I will be able to sell that space in my brain to somebody for some information.
Advertising.
Yeah. For advertising. Yeah. Cool. Now instead of knowing how to spell bulletin, I really want some Pepsi. That would suck. It's not even like Pepsi. And I like being able to spell bulletin. And I like being able to post on bulletin boards about how much I don't like Pepsi.
I really want to put this poster up somewhere, but all I can think about is Pepsi.
That's really weird. Every time I take a drink of this whiskey, it kind of burns. But then, kind of feels good. And I kind of wonder when I'm going to get the ulcers that eventually caused me to drown in blood.
God, that would suck.
I know. Alcoholism rules. Eventually, you just, like, eat through your esophagus, bleed into your lungs. And that's how you die. But at least you're drunk. Come on, this is a good... Come on, guys. Let's have a conversation about this. Happy times.
I had a great aunt or...
She wasn't that great.
Great aunt or somebody on my mother's side of the family that was such a raging alcoholic that she would drink the perfume and stuff out of the medicine cabinet if she couldn't get real alcohol.
Sweet. It's like that episode of Family Ties where Tom Hanks is the alcoholic uncle and he drinks the juice from the maraschino cherry jar.
Is that alcoholic?
I don't know. I always believed that it was because of that episode of Family Ties. He described it as a beer run. Was drinking vanilla extract. Was going through the kitchen looking for things that had alcohol in them.
Huh.
To drink, yeah.
So that was when... This was before he was, an actor?
Alex Keaton. No, he was... Tom Hanks was in sitcoms in the 70s.
Really?
He used to be a surgeon for girls in the 80s, but gravity always wins. It wears him out. I think he was up and coming. I think it was probably before Big... Before Tom Hanks hit it big. I was thinking about that movie yesterday, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know why. I was thinking about, like...
Why are there so many movies about the kids becoming large?
I think that there were, like, two, and they came out at exactly the same time.
There have been dozens.
I don't know that I've...
Freaky
that.
Friday and, like, every remake of it, which is, like, 10 movies right there.
Okay, fine.
And then Big and...
There was a movie that came out right around the same time as Big with Judge Reinhold and Fred Savage, where they switched bodies, right? Vice versa, yeah.
I mean, there are a ton of these.
There's a handful. I don't know. It's an interesting... I mean, why is every Japanese story about somebody being trapped in the body of something else? And one of those things is always a schoolgirl.
And one of them is always a robot.
Or a panda. But only when it gets
robot
wet.
Panda.
Yeah.
a robot panda that only explodes when it gets wet.
Ranma 1/2, WTF.
Yeah.
Ghost in the Shell, kind of WTF. What TF?
Oh, GigaShadow555 said, "Hey, Jake, that guy you were thinking of from the One Up Yours podcast was Shane Bettenhausen. He was my favorite, too. I actually remembered his name while I was having a conversation with Hot Stuff today about that podcast." Oh, no, what I was thinking of from Big is the thing that he invents at the end of Big, which is the, like...
comic book.
Like, basically a comic book version of the Kindle.
Yeah.
You know, like, I was thinking about how that's still kind of a shitty idea. I mean, a Choose Your Own Adventure comic book.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. But I would almost rather have it in book form, you know? Or it'd be like a video game. Yeah. Was that a real video game that he was playing in Big?
Which one?
There was like a wizard.
And a whale?
No.
Oh, okay. The wizard turns you into a whale.
Giant with two glasses.
Is this awesome? Yes, no.
A giant with two glasses?
Yeah.
That's from...
from Ender's Game?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I know.
Okay.
But that wasn't... What? No, there was that video game that he was playing. It was like a...
I don't know.
It was like a graphical adventure that still had a text parser.
Yeah, I don't know.
And he kept getting killed by the ice wizard. I don't know if it was a real game or if it was something they made for the movie.
That's... I clearly do not know.
Yeah, I have no recollection of it.
One of the guys on... I don't remember if it was... It must have been Idle Thumbs that I was listening to. He was complaining about how in The Wrestler there is a scene where Mickey Rourke is playing Nintendo with the neighbor kid.
Yeah.
And he's playing the game that, like, stars him in his heyday.
Yeah.
And how it was clearly this, like, lovingly crafted replica of a Nintendo game. You know, like, somebody had actually, like, made a game, edited it, like, edited the ROM to, like, have his name in it and a character that looked like him, but then the sounds that it was making were Atari 2600 Pac-Man sounds.
That's, like, the default video game sound. You hear it in, like, TV commercials and everywhere. Yeah. I wonder if the Pac-Man noises are maybe not, like, public domain or something, so it's...
But
really
they aren't even the real Pac-Man
that.
Noises. They're, like, the Atari 2600
well, yeah.
Pac-Man.
Yeah.
Atari 2600 Pac-Man, like, people talk about it like it was such shit. It really was equivalent to Pac-Man, I think. I mean, like, gameplay-wise, like, you know, there's a different aspect ratio, but it's on a TV, you know, you like... Pac-Man in the arcade was a TV turned on its side, right? And you can't expect people to do that shit. Like, it could have been a more faithful port, I guess, but the game is kind of the same. Never really bothered me that much. People talk about that like it's, like, huge ass. People also talk about the E.T. game like it's all shitty. It's really not that bad. There are definitely worse Atari 2600 games.
Like Custer's Revenge?
Yeah. No, that game ruled. You dodge arrows and then rape an Indian. Save a horse, rape an Indian. No, ride a... Save a horse, shit fire. No, that's save matches. Set an Indian on fire.
This is going to be a great book for in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that we were collecting aphorisms for that book. Ziltang says, your podcast and Kinect podcast need to have a crossover. We should record a crossover podcast while we're in Columbus. I'm hoping I'll get to hang out with that dude.
No known game in 1998 accepted the commands melt ice wizard or throw thermal pod. Therefore, one can assume the game screen was simply created for the movie.
Huh. Really? You looked that up on the internet?
I just did.
Throw thermal pod.
Yep.
I mean, maybe it didn't work. Maybe he didn't know what he was doing. That makes me sad.
Some believe it to be Colossal Cave Adventure.
But Colossal Cave Adventure wasn't graphical and didn't have a wizard.
Dude, clearly those people are wrong.
I mean, do some people believe it was fucking Space Invaders? Cause,
some people believe it's an early Sierra game.
Some people believe that a woman gave virgin birth in a manger and that dude's going to solve all their problems.
Some dude knows the answer to that question. Like, there's somebody in the world that made that, right?
Assuming he hasn't died.
No, okay, sure. But somebody at one point knew...
Perhaps before he died, he wrote it on a scroll, which he then secreted in a mountain cavern system. Okay, so I had this book of basic code for computer game programs that was made by this guy Tim Hartnell, who I looked this up. He wrote all kinds of books of just like really simplistic games in BASIC. It was like really like a formative experience in my childhood reading these books. And like I looked him up and he like died really young of some kind of cancer, and that made me sad. But he wrote a game about how there was some treasure that had been secreted in a mountain labyrinth by dwarves, but I did not know the word secret as a verb, and so I thought that he was describing the dwarves as having secreted this gold into the... And I'm like, that's weird. Like, what? I guess I don't know as much about dwarves as I thought. It seems kind of gross, actually. Oh, I'm... we've gone over. Sorry about that, Saven. I'll hand off right now. We're gonna leave you in the capable hands of Tori Amos, who'll probably yell at you for raping somebody.
On the off chance we don't see you for 2 weeks, have a good couple of weeks.
Yeah, I think we'll do it. I think we'll figure out some Inertrons, and if nothing else, we can probably record something and send it to somebody.
Sure.
At some point.
Sure.
All right. We'll just have to make stuff up. We don't need questions. Or we can just ask the Twitter every minute on the minute for questions.
That's a good way to get
our
post count up.
From our remaining followers. Yeah. All right. We'll see you sometime.
See you.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
This is not really happening. You bet your life it is. You bet your life it is. Oh, honey, you bet your life. It's a peel out the watchword. Just peel out the watchword. With my hands I could be here. They must have paid her a nice price. She's putting on a string big love. This is not really, this is not really happening. You bet your life it is. Out the watchword, just